Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the banquet of blood officially begins. Oh, I know you guys have been chomping at the bits for this feast of fatalities. And I hope the dishes that I serve will definitely satisfy your palate. Let's start with this article that was published on the 12th of September. Affair turned deadly when Avondale salon owner terminates wife and suspected lover. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! Just after 3 p.m., Avondale officers responded to a shooting at Emma's Barber and Beauty Salon near Central and Western Avenue. According to court documents, Jose Jesus Rodriguez Parra shot his wife and co-owner of the salon, Emma Maldonado, and her alleged lover. Parra then called 911 and told police he had shot the two. Officers arrived and found Maldonado and the man dead in the salon. This guy really decided to take matters into his own hands. Court documents say Parra admitted to shooting his wife and the man and said he noticed several months ago the two began flirting with each other. Gentlemen, if you know a woman is married, do not pursue that woman. Yes, wives are low-hanging fruit. They're easy. However, the price for dealing with one of these wives is always going to be extremely high. Now, there's a Bible verse that actually talks about this. Now, I don't know the verse off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure one of you guys will put it in the comment section. But it goes like this. The price of a prostitute is a loaf of bread, but the price of an adulteress can be your life. Just goes to show you, gentlemen, messing with married women can have deadly consequences. He reportedly caught Maldonado and the man texting and sending photos to each other. The unmitigated gall of this woman and that guy. He told police he was planning to leave for Mexico and showed up at the salon when the man walked in with his two sons. You see, at that point, gentlemen, he was just going to leave, I guess, to just leave it all behind. Like most of us would normally do in this situation. Just walk away. She ain't worth it. Yeah, I get it. I did the same thing. Investigators say Parra then left the salon and went back to his house, grabbing a backpack with a smoke wagon inside. Uh-oh, things are about to get a whole lot messier. He then went back and told the police. The man smiled at him, so he decided to shoot him. That right there, that smirk, the fact that he actually had the unmitigated gall to go to that man's business while he was there and then smirk at him to add insult to injury, that right there, in my humble opinion, is what signed his death warrant. Para and the man began to fight, causing Para to lose his gun. However, police say he then shot the man in the head in front of his two young sons. That right there, his two sons are always going to wonder why their dad ended up getting popped in front of them. Somebody's going to have to tell those boys the truth. Your dad was doing something he should not have been doing in messing with another man's wife. According to court documents, Parra told police he remembered Maldonado trying to break up the fight between the two and shooting her in the head. Investigators say Maldonado's son, who works inside the shop, said he tried to break up the fight between Parra and the other man, but when he heard gunshots, he ran to the back to get his daughter. Video surveillance shows the fight between Parra, his wife, and the other man before the deadly shooting. Parra was taken into custody on Monday and booked on two counts of second-degree murder, one count of disorderly conduct, and one count of aggravated assault. The second man's name has not been released. Gentlemen, like I said, do not mess with wives. All these single women out here, especially nowadays, you should not go after a man's wife. However, you can make that decision as long as you're prepared to accept the consequences that comes with dealing with these wives. Oh well, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the salon. Public property, gotta give it a 5. Method of execution, he used a burner on both of them. Gotta give him a 5 for that one. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 15 because of the fact that the side dude got smoked in front of his own kids. So you know that's gonna mess them up for the rest of their lives, especially when someone finally tells them the truth about why their dad ended up getting terminated. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this one a 10 because it was a one and done for both of them. So, pistol packing Parra gets a score of 35. Now, gentlemen, I gave you guys a proverb, a Bible verse. However, the God is not in marriage portion of CGA somewhat versus Hafiz is definitely making its rounds around the net. Now, CGA is 100% right. There is no God in marriage. Why? Because if God was truly in marriage, guess what? According to another verse, this man was actually justified in what he did. Leviticus 20:10. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. So yeah, if we really were this moral Christian nation that people love to proclaim we are, then yeah, this man did exactly what he was supposed to do in that situation. However, we know, people only love to use religion as a sword and a shield when it's convenient for their argument. But hey, we all see through that. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women of today, you better thoroughly get this through your head. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and believing in the sexual revolution that allows you to do all sorts of horrible things to your partners will go out right along with it. Why? Because, as we always say, every man has a line. And for a lot of men, cheating is that point of no return. Some men are going to leave. Some men are going to put on the mask. It is what it is. And gentlemen, I have zero sympathy for any man who ends up terminated because he decided to go after another man's wife. This is the new society that we live in. Guess what? It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.